It's so much easier to show an image, which is why I could screen share and show you in a few seconds. But imagine that I have a sausage, that there's a series of hoops that do the tube system. We have hanging baskets that can also do that, whereby suspended from a line, you have a circular hula hoop, imagine, which has netting over it, which is suspended from a washing line, let's just so you get an idea of what things look like, whereby the hula hoop that is horizontal has a tube of polythene tightened into a knot at the top from the washing line. The hula hoop contains black plastic with seawater. The seawater rises, condenses on the sides, on the inside of the structure, and then dribbles down past the hula hoop to a knot, causing it to be two V's, a vertical V and an inverted V. So in other words, you're a bit like an egg timer, except it's the reverse. I mean, you've got to see the picture to understand it.
Anything else you've invented?
Six methods of doing the same thing. One that's on the ground, one that's suspended, and one that has a great potential that floats on the sea, so that you don't have to need land, and the sun and the wind power the whole system. And it's very simple technology. We call it Keep It Simple and Solar Desalination Systems, KISS systems.
Okay. For example, on the land, I can imagine a polytunnel or something a mile long.
Yes, indeed. But it's even cheaper to have it floating on the sea. In fact, imagine two sausages. This is easy to describe. You have two floating sausages, whereby one end of the primary sausage is anchored to a mast. Between the two sausages, where they get narrow, is a donut to constrict the diameter between the two inflated sausages, right? They're constantly inflated by the action of the wind driving an air pump, which is a form of bellows. As the wind tugs on the two sausages, it tugs an elastic operated bellows, which pumps air through the whole system, so that the vapor evaporating in the evaporating sausage, which has seawater on inside it on the floor, the vapor rises and is pushed through the air through the donut into the second sausage. And because there's a pressure release valve at the tail of the second sausage, which is the condensing sausage, the hot vapor is condensed by being in contact with the relatively cold seawater and is sprayed with seawater to keep it cool, also by a pneumatic pump. And everything can be deployed behind a ship to provide desalinated water without any fossil fuel costs or high technology.
Well, that's until a trawler comes along and crashes into it.
But when you're in the middle of the Pacific and there aren't any trawlers, in a lagoon or wherever it is, where you've got a drought, this is a system that could supply 300 or so people, which is roughly the population of an atoll.
Yeah, so in a day, I guess. Yes. I'm just wondering what I was going to ask. What sort of scale of population could one of these support?
Well, it's all down to the surface area of the evaporating section.
Yeah, what's the biggest one? One you've worked on?
No, we did a trial for something that was 50 meters long, with a 25 meter evaporating area, 25 square meter evaporating area. We didn't complete that one because this is still under development. But basically, if you have a square meter of evaporative area, black polythene, in other words, in a greenhouse, one square meter on average will produce 1.5 liters of condensed or distilled water per 24 hours. So you've got 12 hours of sunshine, but in fact there's only about 6 hours, which is when it's powerful enough. But it's sufficient for someone to survive. It's just a very simple low-tech system. We also have one where you can use recycled plastic bottles, clear PET, PET plastic bottles used for drinking water usually, where they are screwed together, having made a hole into each bottle, hung from a wall, 10 green bottles hanging from a wall or a tree in the sun, whereby, although the bottles don't need to be in the sun, but the evaporating black polythene bag would, depending on its size, would heat the salt water. The vapor rises up the series of interconnected plastic bottles, and that in turn condense the vapor back into distilled water that runs back down towards the black bag, but is collected before it enters the black bag.
So how much water do people need a day? I suppose most of us just take it for granted, don't we?
You know, depending on the climate, you need a gallon a day, or 5 liters, 5 liters a day. If it's very hot, you need more. So it's all down to.
So you need 4 square meters of black polythene.
Yes.
Roughly.
Yes. And you can have multiple devices or one large device, and I've shown the. An option depending on your circumstances, whether in an emergency when a bottled water is airdropped, you can then turn those empty bottles back into a system for distilling dirty water.